you can start observing yourself and asking questions about yourself to yourself and become more contemplative. But then the other thing that I found that can help someone become more, that I think it has to do with initiation, is that the old practices that have been spoken about, I believe it was the Spartans, where they say you have to, you know, deprive yourself of one thing that you want every day and do one thing that you don't want to do every day. And so you push yourself, you become more than what your habits are daily. And then another thing that I found that can help the man grow is, like, you know that image of the of killing the serpent, wrestling with the dragon and killing the serpent. That's kind of an inspiration. To me, it speaks of, like, that I am conquering my reptile brain, right? I'm going to conquer the baser needs that tell me what to do, but rather I'm going to tell myself what I'm going to do rather than these base reptilian needs driving my existence. So my higher mind drives me. But then there's even another layer that I think in our movement at least, one step that people take is they become activists, right? And they have a different purpose in life. It's beyond the individualism. And they start working towards something. And that is also kind of one step that I think help people become more than they are. But in my belief, it has to be a complete package to sort of light the sparks and put new flame inside of yourself to feel like you're becoming more than you were. Yeah, the reason why I wanted to add that is that I feel that there are some very practical things that people can do to push themselves to self-growth, right? And that is really important, I think, because if we need to identify really practical things, because otherwise people can say, okay, I'm listening to this or I'm reading this, but how do I connect to it? Like, what do I do? What can I do tomorrow to start taking my steps to initiation?
I fully agree. It is a very important add to our conversation to convert our speech into the everyday practice. And what you say, it is also Julius Evola said. I just want to add a short addition to topic of initiation. I think it's also interesting and important. I talked about social initiation, making alien person one of us. In the Kali Yuga, the real initiation, it is an act of alienation from the sick modern society, and initiated person became not one of modern society. He became a stranger and a madman. It is something like when the situation turning 180 degrees upside down. And from the point of view of modern society, of secular, of atheistic, of consumer society, the spiritual person really not one of us. He's a madman, he's a stranger, he is dangerous for us, for our society, for our laws, because he follow absolutely different values. But from the point of view of tradition, the true initiated man or woman in our days, this stranger, this madman, it's only one healthy and adequate person around or among all of these citizens. It is some details that make help you to recognize this person.
Yes.
Maybe it is a teacher.